I am speaking with Lucy Norton with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association about the upcoming Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit. It is just around the corner here. It is literally just around the corner. And Lucy, tell me about what you have planned for this year at the summit.
This will be the sixth annual Iowa Renewable Fuel Summit and Trade Show. It's free. It's open to the public. We have a larger trade show this year. We've got a new venue. It's going to be at the Veterans Memorial Community Choice Credit Union Convention Center in downtown Des Moines. This is an opportunity for people to learn more about the impact that domestic fuels have on our energy security, our economy, and the environment, and the advantages of using something that we produce here, and that's keeping our money at home and instead of sending it over to countries that really don't like us that much. This year, we've got quite an exciting lineup, and our focus is going to be on the dependence on foreign oil's impact on our national security, our economy, and U.S. military operations. Then we're also going to be looking towards the future with the new ethanol blend, which is E15, and talking about the advantages that that's going to offer consumers in the form of an alternative fuel at the pumps, as well as a continued savings in their wallets by using ethanol blended fuels. So we've got a lineup that's going to include retired four-star General Paul Kern, who is to address the perils of America's dependence on foreign oil and how it threatens our national security. We are also pleased to have former National Security Advisor Robert McFarland, who's going to address the hazards of our current oil monopoly on the U.S. economy. His message to the audience is going to be emphasizing how flex fuel vehicles and renewable fuels can reduce our country's dangerous foreign oil dependence. And so we are going to be looking at the value of renewable fuels as opposed to the dependence that we have on foreign oil, and what that also means to our energy security, terrorism, and that's also going to be addressed by Dr. Gal Luft, who's an energy expert and has studied energy and terrorism issues for a number of years. So we're also going to focus on biodiesel, looking to the future for biodiesel, which is the only advanced biofuel available today, and what the outlook is for biodiesel production and usage going into the future.
Well, I attended for the first time last year and was really impressed not only with the attendance, with the program. You had Newt Gingrich and Rick Santorum last year, for example, which was really great, and also with your trade show. And it just seems like it's already gotten a good amount of attendance and support.
Our goal is to continue to grow the attendance and to continue to improve upon the program, bringing in some dynamic speakers that are covering, you know, the issues of the day, and also looking forward to the future as to what the future holds for the state of Iowa and our renewable fuels industry. You know, we're the number one producing state for ethanol and biodiesel, and so we hope to be setting the trends for, you know, expanded usage of E15 for use in 2001 and newer vehicles. We've got a strong biodiesel industry in the state, and, you know, with the production levels that we've seen this past year, we've had record production of ethanol, record production of biodiesel, and so we have a tremendous future ahead of us, and we want to use the summit as kind of the platform for making sure that everyone understanding the value of domestic fuels and what it brings back to the state, and to help educate them as well, to provide them with a better understanding on the value it means to them individually.
Well, it also seems like you make it easy for people to attend. As you said, it was free, but also it's just a day-long program, so people can come in and get out, and that program is packed full, and it's certainly worth people's time to come.
there's a lot of demands on people's time, and we also want to encourage as many people to attend as possible, and so that's why we offer it as a free event, thanks to the generosity of our sponsors every year, and so we want to make it accessible. So it's a way to keep up to date on the latest technology and the latest trends when it comes to renewable fuels.
All right. Now, it is free, but do you want people to register?
Registration is required and can be done online at iowarfa.org. Our registration deadline is January 19th, which is quickly approaching. So we hope people will go online and register. And I still do have a few trade show booths available. If anyone's interested, we can fit them into the trade show as well.
Well, excellent. And of course, the details here are the fact that this is coming up on January the 24th. And what time do we start and what time do we end?
The trade show opens at 8:30, and as well as registration, and we conclude at 3:30 p.m.
So we encourage everybody to go to iowarfa.org to find out more about the program and register and show up and be there and be a part of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Summit. Thank you very much, Lucy Norton with the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association.